The chemicals known as PCBs are man-made chemicals that have been found in the river. They come from various products, including old electrical transformers, and have been determined to be potentially carcinogenic. The forum Tuesday night is being put on by the Environmental Law and Land Use Clinic at Gonzaga. Ezekiel Dennison is one of the students involved in the event who says what are known as water quality standard variances will be discussed. That's a standard where dischargers are allowed to release pollutants at a more lenient standard than required by law for a limited time period. He says part of the issue is current technology makes it difficult for those polluters to meet the current standards.
I mean, obviously that is a valid point and a goal to go for. The problem is, I guess this is really interesting for us, is that these variance applications are the first ones for the whole state of Washington, and they actually are the first variance applications for a toxic pollutant in the whole, the entirety of the United States. So we're just trying to make sure that this, you know, technological aspect is understood, but also making sure that, hey, we're going with caution forward and not just doing it because of purely technological lacking capabilities.
The forum will include representatives from environmental groups, the Department of Ecology, and industrial dischargers. It'll take place Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Barbieri Courtroom on the Gonzaga University campus. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.